The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. No need to be making your mind up.
Bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs, good evening Europe and the world, and East Dorset, West Hampshire and the New Forest. This is your host, Kieran Tuttiot, bringing you the greatest tunes of the Eurovision Song Contest live this week from Annecy in the French Alps. So bonsoir to all of you and bienvenue.
Oh,
on direct from Amir, and Amir represented France at this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm, coming a very respectable sixth place with Je Cherche. But yes, that's Amir there with one of his songs, On Dirait, from his brand new album. Yes, and it's mighty good too, so make sure you do check it out. It is called Encore Dis-moi. So do check that out. Right, well, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I am Kieran Tuttiest, and I am your host for the Eurovision Showcase every Sunday, 5 p.m. British summer time. And I'm coming to you from Annecy in the French Alps. I'm on holiday and having a wonderful time with my partner, Rob, of course. And we'll get into some stories a little bit later on, but I've got some fantastic stuff to tell you. I almost got to meet the executive supervisor of the Eurovision Song Contest, Jon Ola Sand, which was awesome. Well, close enough. Anyways, and I got to go to Lausanne in Switzerland, which is the host city for the 1989 Eurovision Song Contest. So a little bit about that later on, as well as we have Rob's random request and our live and kicking for this week. So, and there's plenty more, and of course Eurovision news, and we got our first Eurovision entrant for this year's contest. Well, next year's contest in Kiev, of course. But we're going to head over to the 2009. With the year 2009. And the next song we're going to hear was in the Greek national final, and it came second. And personally, I would have thought this would have gone better in Moscow than initially the Greek entry. So Sakis Rouvas had his own national final. He had three songs for the Greek public to pick. They initially picked, well, they picked, what did they pick in the end? This Is Our Night, of course. And this song, I think, is beautiful. It's great, very well sung. And it's called Right on Time. So this is Sakis Rouvas, who represented Greece at the 2009 Eurovision Song Contest, also, and also in 2004 with Shake It. But this is the song that came second in his own national final in 2009 for Greece. This is called Right on Time.
I fooled around, playing with your heart, and yes, I miss you now. Don't let me go that way. Stay with me, be my only lover for just a day. Castaways up on the sand, walk the distance hand in hand. Turn around, turn around again. Don't let me go that way. When I'm lost, I'm searching, but there's no one around. I look into your eyes and I'm found. So please hold me for a moment. Time will tell you when I'm lost. I'm searching, but there's no one.
this is Dana from Ireland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Everything reminds me of you.
Balkan ballad there that opened the 2007 Eurovision Song Contest in Helsinki in Finland. That was the Bosnia-Herzegovina entry for Maria Sestic with the song Reke bez imena, which means river without a name. No, apologies to any Bosnian listeners there, but what a great Balkan ballad that was too. Right, now we're going to do something a little bit different now. We're going to hear a song from a gentleman who represented Norway at the 1997 Eurovision Song Contest, famously getting nil point with the song San Francisco. Yes, I'm talking about Tor Endoson. Now, he ended up being quite a popular singer and well-known singer in Norway, and has built up a career quite well. In fact, he tried to represent Norway a few other times after getting nil point in the 2000s, most poignantly in 2006, I believe, from what I remember. And also in 2015, where he duetted with Elisabeth Andreasson, which we all know and love, the queen of Eurovision, certainly when it comes to Norway and Sweden. But Tor Endoson, he did a duet with Maria. Maria Ilius represented Estonia with Evolina in the 96 Eurovision Song Contest, and also solo in 1997 with the song Quelle du Mar, Hold On to Love. But both Tor Andersson and Maria duetted, and they duetted the very famous song from Aladdin. And it's called A Whole New World. Enjoy this one.
I can show you the world, shine and shimmer in splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view, no one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew, but now from way up here it's crystal clear, and now I'm in a whole new world with you. Indescribable feeling, soaring, tumbling, freewheeling through an endless diamond sky. A whole new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
A 100,000 things to
see. It gets better.
I'm like a shooting star. I've come so far. I can't go back.
Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Lako, lako je sve, uvijek kad imam te, vjeruj bilo gdje sam, znam da tvoja jesam, to ti kaže sjaju mojim očima. Lako, lako je sve, jer ti ne ostavljaš me. kad ti se ne smiješim, znam da tada grešim, ja sam samo žena što se prepušta. Zadnjim snagama sad stojim tu pred tobom, dušu raziru mi.
Sounds scary and quite wet there in Croatia. That was Feminem with Lako Jesve, which was their entry in 2010, sadly not qualifying to the grand final, shockingly. But who doesn't love a bit of Feminem? Oh, call me. Their entry for Bosnia Herzegovina in 2005 was epic. Loved it. And I think it's the highest points that the UK's ever given Bosnia Herzegovina. It's about 4 points, I think. Say no more. Right, okay. Now, basically, guys, I'll tell you what happened this week before we have Rob's random request. Yes. When was it? Thursday. Yeah, Thursday, we drove to Geneva. I did. I drove to the EBU headquarters. And you thought, well, as Geneva is only, what, half an hour down the road, we've got to go and check it out. So we did. Myself and Rob drove down to the EBU headquarters. So we're like, oh, great. So I went down there, drove out the front, and I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. And quite shockingly, quite small, if I must be honest. I ended up being a chicken, because I wanted to go in and sort of like, you know, have a look. But there's like reception and it's security and, you know, fair enough. So I was like, well, no worries. I'll just take a few photos while I'm outside. No problem. And then we'll drive on to Lausanne in Switzerland. Now, Lausanne's the host country for, well, the host city for the 1989 Eurovision Song Contest back then. The year after Celine Dion won with the Parti Pas and Wa for Switzerland, okay? So anyway, we went down, left Geneva, the EBU headquarters, went down to Lausanne. Had a lovely time down there. Had lunch and dinner and dancing. No, we didn't do that. We went to the Lausanne Cathedral on top of the hill. Amazing. And we walked up to the Place de Bully. Yes. There is a video up on Facebook and Twitter of myself and Rob nipping over there and checking out the Place de Bully. Now, it's under a bit of construction and it's right next door to the Olympic headquarters. So that was so cool. So I got to check that out too. And yeah, it was quite awesome to be in the, you know, outside the arena and checking it all out and stuff. So a bit of a homage there, because I do love the 1989 contest. It's not the most fan favourite of contests with Eurovision fans, but Berthe Kerr was shot to fame there, in European-wide, of course. And the United Kingdom entry that year, Live Report, came second, only 7 points away from winning the whole damn thing. But obviously, the Yugoslavia's Riva and Amelia Krajic, who we mentioned a few weeks ago, went on to win the contest that year for Yugoslavia as a first win as a unified state with Rock Me. So anyway, we did that. But by that time, I tweeted EBU, and they said, well, if you want to pop in, you can go and have a look at the trophy. And I was like, oh, wow, how cool that was. So myself and Rob drove back, because we had to go past Geneva to go back to our flat, our Airbnb in Annecy in France. So we were like, oh, great, that's fine. So we'll come off the motorway and we'll go inside. Well, we did. We went to the receptionist, and she was really nice, and she spoke to us in English, because my French isn't the greatest, sadly. And she said, hey, would you like to speak to Jan Olasand? And I was like, oh, yes, please, I'd love to, only if he's not busy, of course, because, you know, he's the executive supervisor of the Eurovision Song Contest. Oh my God, Mr. Sandy! Oh la la la! So anyway, we got there, and sadly, there was no pickup in his office. But the receptionist lady gave me his desk number. So we might try and see if we can catch up with him while we're here. But we're moving on to Lyon on Monday, and then heading our way back north up through France, back to the United Kingdom, where we'll be back next Sunday. So we'll see what happens. But I was so close to meeting Jan Olasand, and that would have been epic. One day I'll get accreditation for Eurovision and we'll be there, don't worry. We'll get there, we'll get meeting all of the crew and all of that. It'll be fantastic. Don't worry about that. Won't be next year, sadly, because I'm getting married next year. And priority course, I'm afraid. But that's enough of rambling of me. Let's get back to some music with this. Rob's Random Request. Gosh, I tell you what, everybody, it's so wonderful to have my voice back. It really is. And apologies about this, you know, about my voice over the last couple of weeks has been crazy. But I'm glad to be back, and I hope you're all good. Right. Now, this is a part of the show which my partner Rob will pick a country at a random, a year at a random. We glue them together, and we find out what song we're going to play randomly on the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. And Rob picked Georgia. Yes, and 2007. Georgia made it its debut in the 2007 Eurovision Song Contest, and the Georgia broadcaster announced that the debut entry would be performed by an internally selected singer, who is Sofo Valiashi. The decision was made based on a poll which Sofia Valiashi won with over 60% of the votes. 60% of the votes. She sang 5 songs during the national final on the 3rd of March 2007, where televoting and SMS voting on part of the Georgian audience selected My Story for her to sing in Helsinki. Indeed it was. So it was rejigged slightly, and it was called Visionary Dream. So Rob's random request for this week is Georgia 2007. It's Sofo Valiashi with the song Visionary Dream.
Time.
Veliashi with Visionary Dream, Georgia 2007. Oh yes, now we have Live and Kicking coming up very soon, as well as the original track of Blue, I Can. Oh, and plenty more, but first, it's time for the Eurovision Showcase news on Sunday the 23rd of October. Cyprus becomes the first country to reveal its representative for the Eurovision Song Contest 2017 as Hovig attempts to take the country's first victory 35 years after his debut. Now there's a good chance you'll recognise this young man. Hovig is well known in Cyprus and has in fact tried to represent his nation previously on two occasions, in 2010 and 2015. Most recently in 2015 with Stone in a River. Although he is of Armenian origin, Hovig does live in Cyprus and has participated in the Greek X Factor and therefore is pretty well known across the region. Stay tuned for his song to be announced probably within the coming months or so. But Hovig's song will be composed and written by Tomas Gerson. Every Eurovision fan knows Tomas Gerson, so stick around for that. The Ukrainian state broadcaster NTU has launched a competition to create its branding for the Eurovision 2017. The competition is inviting Ukrainian design agencies to come up with a slogan, theme, logo for the 62nd edition of the Eurovision Song Contest next year in Kiev. The public will also be able to get involved in the process via the design agencies that will be selected. It has been confirmed that China will host the first ever Asia-Pacific Song Contest next year in 2017. Stay tuned for more details on this. It has been confirmed that the famous Italian singing competition Sanremo will select the Eurovision 2017 Italian participant. And finally, for Eurovision 2017, wording changes regarding associate member participation has had a few changes. Yes, the official wording regarding the participation of associate member broadcasters of the European Broadcasting Union has changed, possibly paving the way for new countries to participate. Between June and August this year, the official wording of the Eurovision.tv regarding associated member broadcasters have been changed. The newly added wording regarding countries' participation in the Eurovision Song Contest is as follows. Associates of the EBU may also be eligible to enter the Eurovision Song Contest. This is decided by the reference group, the governing body of the Eurovision Song Contest, on a case-by-case basis. Previously, Eurovision.tv has made no mention of associate member broadcasters' participation, despite the fact that Australia participated in the contest once again in 2016. In the past month, there has been much speculation regarding whether the European Broadcasting Union and the Song Contest Reference Group will be changing the rules for next year's singing contest in Kiev. At the end of September, in a statement to ESCtoday.com, the European Broadcasting Union has stated that they're reviewing the rules regarding associate members participating in the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, the statement has led the increased speculation that Kazakhstan could be the latest country to debut at the Eurovision Song Contest. Kazakhstan has shown broadcast of the Eurovision Song Contest annually through its associated member broadcaster, Karabakh Agency. The Kazakh broadcaster has shown the contest annually since 2010 and has created specific website content to promote the contest. However, Kosovo has been pushed to participate since 2009 and would still be ineligible to compete. The full list of countries that would be eligible to compete in the contest if they were allowed associated members to compete would be as follows. Here we go, you ready? Australia, well, we all know about that. Bangladesh, Brazil, Canada, Chile, China, Cuba, Hong Kong, India, Iran, Japan, Kazakhstan, South Korea, Malaysia, Mauritius, New Zealand, Oman, South Africa, I'm shocked at this, Syria, yes, Syria, and the United States of America. So wait for this. It could turn into World Vision before you know it. But anyways, that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Tuttiot, and you're listening to Forest FM, live and local in East Dorset, West Hampshire, and the New Forest in the United Kingdom. East Dorset's favourite station.
Reveal that the winner and the UK representative for Eurovision 2016 is Joe and Jake.
Join us as the Eurotrip team bring you the latest news, music and general loveliness from the Eurovision Song Contest.
I think we've got to commit to this. I knew we both really wanted to, and here we are today, living the dream. We're just working so hard, doing everything we can for Eurovision.
For reviews, views and everything you need to know, follow us on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook.
It's going to be incredible. Hope we make you all proud.
The countdown to Eurovision.
This is the Eurotrip.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Você está ouvindo Eurovision Showcase na Forest FM com Kieran Tuttiot. As melhores músicas. Ok, algumas não tão boas assim. Eurovision, aqui em 92.3. Forest FM.
In the face of fortune, I lost my way and I couldn't find you. Oh no, we're not the first ones to be divided, won't be the last to be reunited. No, oh no, it's like rain falling down, drops of pain in the
sound when you're gone.
Like this, no second chances if I don't find it. Oh, oh no. You closed the door and you kept on walking, left me behind, and there's no more talking. No, oh no. It's like rain falling down, drops of pain hit the ground. I can't speak, there's no sound when you're gone.
Wow, that was the original of I Can. That's from Blue's EP of I Can. Okay, right. So that was the original before the final one. And I don't know what's better, because I think that's awesome, though, still. I'm still chuffed to bits that Blue, you know, did as well as they did. They came 11th, which isn't a slap in the face. We got 12 points from Bulgaria, second country in. We got 10 points from Italy, the next vote, and before that, the start us off. I think Russia gave us 4 points, or 6 points, which was like, oh my god, we were going to win. You could tell with all the Brits in the arena there in Dusseldorf that that was a possibility. Right, we will have Live and Kicker very shortly, but I need to play you the first ever play, possibly on British radio here, of Dammy Im's brand new song. This is her first song after coming second at this year's Eurovision Song Contest for Australia. This is her brand new single. It's called Fighting for Love from Dammy Im.
Hold me close when you love, love's low, I feel you are. Feel the spark, start a fire in the dark. When the times get rough, when you feel it's all too much, my love. When the weight of the world is on your heart, no, I won't let it tear us both apart, my love. I'm fighting for love.
Yes, there we are, Dami Im, fighting for love here on the Eurovision Showcase for Forest FM. Well, thank you guys for listening in. Make sure you get in contact with the show. Get your requests in. You can tweet us at ESC Showcase and also like our Facebook page or Facebook fan page. The Eurovision Showcase is what you're looking for. Or type in facebook.com/ESC Showcase. I'd like to thank you to everybody who downloads our podcasts or listens to the show via Mixcloud. We really appreciate it. Our second highest download, other than in the United Kingdom, was in the Philippines. So thank you very much to all of my Filipino listeners over there in Asia. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, guys. And make sure you do like our Facebook page. Yes. And get in contact with the show. Let us know what you're doing, where you're listening to us, whoever you are and wherever you are across this beautiful planet called Earth. Right, it's now time for this. And we're heading to the 93 Eurovision Song Contest. And this came second for the United Kingdom in Meath Street, County Cork, in the Republic of Ireland. Yes, this is the wonderful Sonia with Better the Devil You Know. And with awesome commentary from the late, great Sir Terry Wogan.
And now, at song number 19, there's 25 countries competing. Remember, song 19 is the United Kingdom's song As Only She Can, by Sonia. The composers are Dean Collinson and Red. You saw their song win the Song for Europe. They've taken Sonia to the Japanese gardens in Kildare, not very far from Dublin. She likes them. Rhododendrons, azaleas, and lovely horses in the national stud. This foal arrived in the last few days, and Sonia has named it Mill Street. That's her good luck charm, very suitable. The song, of course, that she's going to sing is Better the Devil You Know. Sonia was born in Liverpool, by the age of 13, decided to become a singer. At 17, her first single topped the charts. Her album, Everybody Knows, sold 500,000 copies in 1990. This is Nigel White, who's long been associated with Andrew Lloyd Webber. He's conducting for the United Kingdom entry. Here she comes, Sonia. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Better the Devil You Know.
Down, you know, down, you don't.
Yeah, that should get all the cheers. Terrific performance. She's been building to that all week. She's given it everything.
Hello, this is Zoe from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Sostengono gli eroi se il gioco si fa duro da giocare. Beati loro poi se scambiano le offese con il bene. Succede anche a noi di far la guerra e ambire poi alla pace. E nel silenzio mio annullo ogni tuo singolo dolore per apprezzare quello che non ho saputo scegliere. E mentre il mondo cade a pezzi, io compongo nuovi spazi e desideri che appartengono anche a te, che da sempre sei per me l'essenziale. Non accetterò un altro errore di valutazione. L'amore in grado di celarsi dietro amabili parole che ho pronunciato prima che la fossero poche stupide. E mentre il mondo cade a pezzi, io compongo nuovi spazi e desideri che appartengono anche a te. E mentre il mondo cade a pezzi, mi allontano dagli eccessi e dalle cattive abitudini. Tornerò all'origine, torno a te che sei per me.
Marco Mengini, L'Essenziale, which was the Italian entry from 2013. But we're going to end out with a bit of Swedish Europop cheese now. This was in Melody Festival in 2007. Magnus Carlsson, Live Forever.
Don't you ever forget that all the stars.
Sverige, vi har ett resultat.
Well, sadly, we've come to the end of our show. Sorry. Oh, but thank you for joining me, Kieran Tutty, for this episode of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Make sure you join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. here on Forest FM 92.3. Check out our website. It's an awesome website, forestfm.co.uk. Follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/ESC Showcase. It will be wonderful to hear from you. Get your requests in. And remember, if you've missed this show or any other shows, then you can download our podcasts via iTunes or Podbean. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase and you'll find us there. Arrivederci, au revoir, bon voyage, and we'll see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. Have a nice day.